This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1594. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 8th, Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Cyprus Northern, Diego Garcia, Ecuador, Equatorial Guinea, France, Greenland, Haiti, India, Ireland, Laos, Malaysia, Mauritania, Nigeria, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, Puerto Rico, Russia, Sikkim, Spain, Tajikistan, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. One of the fun things about listening to shortwave is hearing transmissions which are directed to an entirely different part of the world, or even for a specialized audience. On 13363.5 lower sideband, I was hearing some Spanish broadcasting December 3rd at 2317. There are two or three guys with rapid play coverage of a silly ball game in the Argentine accent of Spanish. One of them was interrupting frequently for quick commercial plugs of about 5 seconds each. And at 2319, I heard an ID go by just as fast for LAS4 Radio Continental, which means this was originating at the medium wave 590 station in Buenos Aires. This is one of several known frequencies where it seems the Argentine Army is relaying domestic stations on SSB, presumably for listeners outside Argentina in Antarctica. The call sign for these has been reported as LTA. It's had a fair signal, but with some flutter, but it was much weaker than the AM signals from Argentina on 15345 and Brazil on 15190. By a horrible coincidence, there is also an SSB feeder from the American Forces Network Guam on almost the same frequency, 13363.0 upper sideband, but fortunately it was missing at this time. Henry Clements in Sweden provides some background on the Bolivian station on 4865 Radio Logos, which means the word. The World Radio TV Handbook says the power is 5 kilowatts, but one of the engineers who helped set up the facility years ago says it's only 1 kilowatt. Radio Logos is downloading the Spanish-language satellite service of HCJB in Ecuador, called ALAS, A-L-A-S, an acronym meaning wings if you read it as a word. It's been logged in the early morning down under and in Europe at night. No local IDs have ever been heard at either place. 4865 was previously the shortwave frequency of another Bolivian in Santa Cruz, Radio Centenario La Nueva. There's also a Brazilian on 4865, Rádio Verdes Florestas, which IDs on the top of the hour, like most Brazilians. The word about Radio Logos came from Ray Rising, K4LWJ, the engineer who set up the shortwave facility several years ago. We have two complimentary reports about the sign-on time in the early morning from Radio Senado in Brasilia on 5990. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania heard it December 2nd from 0750 to 0805 with local music. Opening ID announcements not until 0801. Good reception as it should be with 250 kilowatts. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany measured the frequency to 3 decimal places on exactly 5990 with a crash start at 0746:40 UT on December 4th. That means they just turned on the transmitter with programming in progress. A Brazilian singer was already going, and this was running 12 seconds ahead of their live web stream. On 6030, December 5th at 0640, I heard a cowboy singer, maybe Gene Autry himself, with Here Comes Santa Claus. There was no jamming for a change on this UT Monday during a Cuban radio war truce, allowing the hectowatt from CFBP to penetrate from Calgary 2 megameters away. However, from only slightly further in the opposite direction, there was still overkill from Cuba's English frequencies nearby, 6010 and 6050, plus two more. They were overloading and desensitizing the receivers, so CFVP was audible only at minor peaks. Their usual format is country music, but we can now add to that Xmas music. The Cubans have gone and messed up what had been just about the only easy listening music station on the American AM dial, Radio Encyclopedia, 530 kilohertz. And of course, on that frequency, there's little to interfere with it, or there had been. But in the NRC AM list, Doug Smith in Tennessee reported early UT December 1st, I'm hearing a talk station under Encyclopedia 530, parallel to shortwave 5025, but about a second late. Therefore, it's Radio Reveille on yet another medium wave frequency. Steve Francis in Tennessee agrees that Encyclopedia is way over Reveille most of the time, but at midnight Eastern, he heard dueling Cuban anthems, that is, two of them unsynchronized from each station playing at the same time. In Florida, Chris Dunn reports in WTFDA, there's another Cuban on AM 530. It looks as if Radio Encyclopedia, with its instrumentals, is no longer alone, and they may have cut power. Cuba has added Radio Reveille on 530, just like shortwave 5025, but about 1 second behind. It seems as if the new 530 is due south of me in Pembroke Pines, maybe just a tad west of Santa Clara. You may wonder why a station playing easy-listening instrumental music would be called Encyclopedia. As I recall, in the distant, dim past, its original format was to dole out bits of information, maybe actually reading from an encyclopedia, much like Radio Relo does with time checks and so-called news. But they soon changed the format, but kept the old name. A Cuban exile in Pennsylvania is still holding forth, I think, just about any morning, between 12 and 13 UT, more or less, on the 40-meter band, 7210 lower sideband. His name is Nelson Roig, R-O-I-G, and he never has anything nice to say about the Cuba he departed 40 or 50 years ago. It's all in Spanish, of course, and he does have contacts with other ham stations, but it just about amounts to a monologue. I was hearing him again on the 6th of December at 12:47, when he was talking about his upcoming 70th birthday and in what good shape he is. Oh yes, his ham call sign, occasionally given, is N1NR. His signal always seems to be strongest, but on this occasion one of his contacts was putting on a squeaky, high-pitched cartoon voice, making me wonder if that was somebody really inside Cuba, as he never gave an ID. We've been trying to get a definite log of Radio Bayrak in the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus on 6150, which, as I mentioned, was reported recently in North America around 2300 UT, but it's been quite difficult. Trouble is, there is another station on almost the same frequency playing similar Western pop music, Rádio Recorde in Brazil. And all we need is a definite announcement in Turkish instead of Portuguese. To make it even worse, the Chinese radio war is also running on 6150 between Taiwan and the mainland. Martin Rood in the Netherlands hears Bayrak at 0255 UT December 3rd. It was only a carrier. However, he says you can be sure that's what it is if you can measure the frequency exactly, 6150.03, while Brazil is closer to 6150 exactly. He hears Brazil just about every morning after Austria closes 6155 at 0715. Manikant Lodaya in Asia reports, AFN Diego Garcia on 12759 USB, December 7th, with music at 1100 UT, good audio, better if he tunes about 50 hertz below. He says the last couple of days I've been listening, there has been a lot of music which was never heard before, even playing request songs. So there's another AFN station which apparently has changed, at least temporarily, to one of the musical streams from Los Angeles instead of news and talk. Alan Rowe in England has found the current program schedule of HCJB's relay in Germany on 3995. Among the programs of particular interest are Música del Ecuador in Spanish, a full hour, Sundays at 0800 and 1900 UT. In the German service, they have a mailbag of half an hour on Mondays at 5, 7, 16, and 18, and a DX program on Saturdays at the same hours. On his shortwave DXer blog spot, T.L. Brayel in Malaysia reports hearing Radio Africa, Equatorial Guinea, Saturday, November 26th in English, from 1940 to 2100 on 15190. Very weak reception, however, and he does not mention an actual ID, so I still have my doubts about whether Radio Africa is really back on the air. I tried to hear it on December 7th, around 1950 UT, and all I was getting was Radio Inconfidencia Brazil, a very weak and fluttery signal, and it's about 100 hertz below frequency, while Radio Africa used to have a good signal when it was active and was exactly on frequency. Further checks are needed. Maybe it does come on sporadically. The strike at Radio France International appears to have continued another week, still going on some of the broadcasts as of December 7th. Judging from the music fill instead of regular programming, it seems to affect the French language service more than English or Spanish, but you can never be sure from one day to the next which ones will be normal and which ones will have music instead. I guess that's what they call a rolling strike. On December 4th, Mike Cooper updated us. I heard occasional newscasts during the strike, some with program slots filled with reruns. The strike is not all or nothing. Some staff or administrators are making an effort to provide some programming, but hearing programs does not mean the strike is over. The communist daily Humanité notes that France's foreign affairs minister has not commented on the RFI France 24 merger, except through a comment made by government spokesman Bernard Valero, who said the fusion is not an option but a necessity. The BBC and Deutsche Welle have done it before us. Meanwhile, the communist member of the Parliamentary Committee on Audiovisuel Exterieur, Marie-Georges Buffet, has renounced the plan and given her full support to RFI personnel. The workers are pushing to maintain the editorial independence of their radio service so that it presents to other countries the voice of France and not that of the French government, Humanité quotes Buffet as saying. She continues, we must renounce the fusion of France 24, which could lead to the disappearance of RFI. And another update from Mike Cooper as of December 5th. RFI staff have voted overwhelmingly in opposition to the pending fusion of RFI and the TV channel France 24. In voting on Monday, 558 were against the merger and 26 were for it. Unions say there are 781 employees at RFI. Meanwhile, workers voted unanimously to continue their strike for another day, with a meeting to take place the following day. The unions warn no reform and no business project can take place without the support of personnel. Stig Hartvig Nielsen in Denmark reports to HCDX that coastal radio station Amasalik Radio, OZL, in Tasiilaq on the eastern coast of Greenland, closed down for good on December 1st. It was from that site that KNR, until recently, could be heard twice a day with broadcasts relayed on 3815. Pete Taylor from Washington State reports to IRCA he took a cruise along the north coast of Haiti in late November and early December, and noted that only one Haitian station could be heard, 4VEF on 840. The band was loaded with Dominican Republic stations. He's wondering if the Haitians are off the air or operating at extremely reduced power or on limited schedules. Nor did he hear any Haitian FM signals. Jerry Kiefer in Pompano Beach says the former 4VEH on 1030 has never returned, so 840 is the only AM on the north coast of Haiti. There are a couple of FMs running low power on short sticks. You can hear them in a plane south of Grand Turk. Mark Connolly replies on NRCAM, many of the Caribbean stations are heard often here on Cape Cod. Haiti on 840 does quite well in the early evening, mixed with Brazil, and later on mixed with Cuba with WHAS Nold. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1594. Our website brings you much more information, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Chris and Sarah Leslie, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. You may also send a check or money order in the postal mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK 73702, USA. If you're not too far east or too far west, a good time to hear All India Radio regional stations is at 1530 UT when they have the 9 o'clock news in English. In Alberta, Nigel Pimlet reports hearing these frequencies with English news at 1530, December 5th, 4970, 4920, 4895, 4880, 4835, and 4775. But not on 4810, it was inaudible, although the day before, it was the best signal from India. And then the next day, Don Moman, whose log periodic antenna Nigel was using, made his observations of English news at 1530. Best was on 4970, also heard in parallel on 4810, 4880, 4895, 4910, 4940, and also on 31 meters, 9425 and 9470. The national channel from Bangalore on 9425 is, of course, easier to hear than the 60-meter outlets. It's a mixture of Hindi and English running all night in India. December 2nd, before and after 1500 UT, I was hearing English mixed with Hindi and then a talk apparently all in English. In DX India, Joe Jacob is pleased to announce that the Bengaluru or Bangalore site of All India Radio, which has lots of 500 kilowatt transmitters for the external service, will now be issuing verification letters directly for all reception reports, which may be sent by email or postal mail, no return postage needed, but the replies will be sent by postal mail, so be sure to include your mailing address. In DX Listening Digest 1149, the new issue, we have the complete information as well as the complete schedule of all frequencies from this site. The postal address is a bit complicated, but I will spell out the email address containing the name of the superintending engineer. RAJENDIRAN 37 at yahoo.com. The closest thing to a shortwave broadcast from inside Ireland is Shannon Volmet, that is flight weather from the main airport, call sign EIP. From his de-expedition in Michigan, Harold Froge has logged this on three frequencies, all upper sideband, and I seem to recall they are a good QSLer. December 3rd at 0421 to 0440 on 3413. Also December 3rd at 2240 on 5505. And December 2nd at 2210 on 8957. They give their ID always on the tens. In Cumbre DX, Chuck Ripple in Virginia is pleased to hear Lao National Radio again after many years on 6130. December 3rd at 11:59:45 with a jingle, then playing their big bells, as he puts it, at 1200 UT. That's seven strikes for 7 p.m. local time. Then an ID mentioning Laos and their anthem, and talks in an unknown language. Via Mike Barraclough, it's now been confirmed that the Voice of Malaysia has discontinued its external shortwave service, according to T.L. Bryle at his Shortwave DXer blogspot. He got a reply from the online team at VOM urging him to listen online instead via www.vom.com.my. The English service is at 06 to 08 UT and repeated until 1600. Wolfgang Büschel has been trying to hear the FRC in Abuja, Nigeria regional station on 7275 using various remote receiver units between 08 and 10 UT, but nothing has been heard. He says it was last heard in early October when the Tomcast engineer was checking out the bigger international transmitter site at Abuja. Korea is on 7275 instead, as well as Urumqi in East Turkestan. I've also been trying to hear it after Tunisia closes around 0630 with no luck. In DSWC IDX window, Anker Peterson in Denmark reports hearing the Rawalpindi 3 program of Radio Pakistan Islamabad on 3975. The carrier came on November 27th at 10 seconds past midnight 47 UT, and the audio started at 48 seconds past that minute with a call to prayer. Then at midnight 55, an inspirational talk in Urdu, a hymn, and an 0100 ID as Ye Radio Pakistan Hai. To Hardcore DX, Dave Vogwin, Pennsylvania reports Radio Manus, Papua New Guinea on 3315. December 4th at 11:35, fair strength but weak audio. Music program with a female announcer joined by a man at 12:12. It sounded like soft island music around 12:36 when the signal peaked. It's still going at 1300. He says it's nice to see this one back on the air. The only others noted on 90 meters were 3260 and 3205. Radio Fly, Papua New Guinea, 5960 and maybe 3915, has started sending out full data EQSLs. Jari Savolainen in Finland was pleased to get one after a long wait. Also Bruce Jensen in California. From New South Wales, Ian Baxter explains some background about this. He's been working with Radio Fly to design and get them to use an EQSL, since they've had so many problems in printing a hard copy QSL card. Unfortunately, no one mentions the proper email address to be used. However, they were received from a person named KABUA. In October and November, there were reports at first an ID of a station in Spanish on 1660. Henry Clements says it's WGIT in Puerto Rico, which had been known as Radio Hit or La Gigante, but lately had been relaying an FM station as La Real Mix 107.7, also mentioning TCV, Tu Canal de Videos. Paul Crankshaw in Scotland, however, taped an ID as Notiluz 1660, implying that they're going to an all-news format, but apparently with a religious background. DX Mix Bulgaria reports a new time for Voice of Orthodox in Russian, transmitted via Almaty, Kazakhstan, on 7515. It's 1 hour later than before, now at 16:30 to 17 UT, on Tuesdays and Fridays only. Joe's Jacob in DX India reports that All India Radio Gangtok Sikkim was back on the air December 6th on 4835 after being off for about 3 weeks. The schedule is 01 to 05 and 10:30 to 16 UT. Jim Young in California reports to NASWA, also hearing them on December 5th at 1409, but they were gone at 1420. And then on December 6th, they were audible at 1512, parallel to other 60-meter Indian regionals with the news at 1530. Also, the carrier coming on at midnight 51 UT, December 7th, just before WWCR on 4840. It seems no one may be paying attention to what's going on the air at the Nobleja Spain transmitter site. On Sunday evening, UT December 5th on 6055, there was dead air during the English hour and most of the following Spanish hour, before it finally came back at 0152. Steve Wood in Massachusetts reports Radio Tajikistan on 4765. tuning in at 0215 when it was barely audible with flute music, but the signal improved, heard past 0300, including a unique style of music mixing Middle Eastern and Indian influences. In Deneb Radio DX via Rus DX, Dmitry Puzanov in Almaty, Kazakhstan, also reports nearby Tajikistan on another frequency, 7245, November 27th at 0803, and with an announcement after Tajik songs at 0823, although he did not hear an ID, the signal was quite strong. However, in North and South America, we are much more likely to hear Mauritania on 7245, even after 0800 UT, when it's on the air. Radio Free Asia has suddenly become more proactive in combating jamming by the CHICOM. The latest schedule from HFCC via DX Mix News shows their jammed languages, Mandarin, Tibetan, Uyghur, and Vietnamese, on a variety of frequencies depending on the day of the week. For instance, Tibetan at 01 to 02 UT is on seven different 15 MHz frequencies depending on the day, replacing just one, which had been in use. And the Mandarin broadcasts at 03 to 06 jumps around on 21 MHz frequencies. However, if they really stick to this schedule, all the CHICOM jammers have to do is match it up depending on the day of the week. They should take one more step and mix up the frequencies at random, even within the single broadcasts. As soon as a jammer hits one frequency, jump to another one. On his de-expedition in Michigan, Harold Froge was surprised to hear WSCR 670 Chicago during a football game, UT December 3rd, around midnight 44, past 0214, on shortwave frequencies, 2010 and 4690. These work out to be the third and seventh harmonics of 670. And they were also heard much further away by the DXers in Alberta. Don Moman reports 0530 UT December 4th on 4690, Talk Radio 670 from Chicago, also mentioning Yahoo Sports Radio. Also heard by Nigel Pimlet. Some of the other integral harmonic frequencies for this would be 2680, 3350, 4020, and 5360. Larry Will advises that financial reasons cause the schedule for Area 51 to be reduced, so World of Radio can no longer be aired UT Mondays at 0400 on 5110 WBCQ. However, we were pleased to find that he did manage to get us on the air half an hour earlier last UT Monday at 0330. The situation may change from week to week, so keep an ear on that frequency, 5110. Propagation outlook from Boulder issued December 6th. ANK indices no higher than 8 and 4 on December 11th and 26th to 29th. Solar flux dropping from 165 December 9th to 155 December 11th to 14th and rising to a higher peak of 180 December 23rd and 24th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1594.